Hi everyone, thank you for popping into my e-poster today. I'm Rieko, a physiotherapist based in Japan and UK, learning PhD in mechanical engineering at Yokohama National University in Japan. Today, I'm going to talk about my study, a feasibility study of intelligent fall prevention system, a sideways fall dynamics model, and the effect of lateral insole. A common issue worldwide is that of sideways fall, which are frequently observed in accident and often related to hip fractures. They are a major risk factor in leading to be bedridden, especially in elderly individuals. To address this, we are developing an intelligent orthosis with a fall prevention system for community use, which is shown in Figure 1. This intelligent orthosis provides small, efficient, and timely power systems when detecting a state just before the unstable phase, which could potentially lead to a fall. In this study, I am mainly focused on the investigations of the feasibility control method. Does the lateral insole, which operates as a lateral plantar height control, contributed to increasing lateral stability during gait? Next, I will describe the method. Firstly, a dynamic model of sideways fall was developed, which is shown in Figure 2, and the mnemonical simulation was conducted using this model. Next, the COP during walking was measured and analyzed in two healthy subjects with the result lateral insole. Finally, the validity of the dynamic model was verified and compared from the result of mnemonical simulations of the dynamic model and the human walking data. Please refer to the poster of the main result. Regarding the mnemonical simulation result, fall occurred in the model without the insole. However, they did not occur when the insole was fitted. Secondly, in human gait with lateral insole, the time period of the COP to the maximum lateral displacement point was more delayed than without the insole. And the COP maximum lateral displacement point was shifted more lateral side than without insole, as shown in Figure 3. In the discussion of this result in human gait with lateral insole, it was seen that the time until fall occurs was longer than without insole. And the phenomena where the COP fulcrum on the floor shifted on the lateral side to maintain the COM-COP angle in opposition to the fall direction was observed when an insole was used. In conclusion, the relation between the result of the mnemonical simulations and the association with the human gait data was confirmed. Furthermore, COP being shifted to lateral side of the plantar when using the insole is considered as a characteristic mechanism in the prevention of sideways falls. Overall, it is suggested that there is a potential application as a fall control method through changing of the height of the lateral area of plantar. Finally, implication. This study aims to develop an intelligent orthosis for community use in response to the rapidly aging society. To this end, the results have the potential to be useful for the clinical presentations of the mechanism of sideways falls and insole therapy in gait control. For further information, discussion, or inquiries, please visit the QR code or write a message or email me. Again, thank you so much for listening all. I hope to see you soon. Have a good day.